I'm Keith Peters reporting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has agreed to the draft of a minerals deal with the White House on Tuesday, according to reports. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Reuters reported on Tuesday that the Ukrainian leader plans to travel to D.C. on Friday to meet with President Donald Trump after the officials agreed to the terms of the deal. The pact, which would involve giving the U.S. access to natural resources in exchange for America's support of Ukraine amid its war with Russia, was days in the making. Trump said on Friday that his administration was, quote, pretty close to striking a deal, and on Monday he hinted that a meeting between him and Zelensky was imminent. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A judge has issued a two-day deadline for the Trump administration on blocked foreign aid.
A federal judge has given the Trump administration less than 2 days to release billions of dollars in U.S. foreign aid. The judge says the administration has given no sign of complying with his nearly two-week-old court order to ease its funding freeze. It's the second time a judge has found that the Trump administration has not followed a court order. The nonprofits involved in the lawsuit say that the administration has stiffed them on billions of dollars in money already owed. The cutoff followed an executive order by President Donald Trump targeting what he says are wasteful programs that do not correspond to his foreign policy goals. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport were forced to climb back into the sky to avoid another aircraft crossing the runway. Airport webcam video posted to X shows the Southwest plane approaching a runway just before 9 a.m. Tuesday before its nose abruptly pulls up. A smaller jet is seen crossing the runway that the passenger plane was set to use. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 159 points. This is SRN News. Are you ready for the Collegiate Day of Prayer?
This Thursday, February 27, thousands of Christians will take time to pray for 250 million students on the campuses of more than 1,100 U.S. colleges and universities. The Collegiate Day of Prayer has been going and growing since 2009 and is reminiscent of a similar effort launched by churches in the early 19th century. Anybody who wants to get involved can visit collegiatedayofprayer.org for all the details, including prayer guides and other resources. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia senators have voted to dismantle one of the nation's strictest school vaccination policies. Lawmakers overwhelmingly approved an exemption for families who believe required inoculations go against their religious or philosophical beliefs. If approved by the House, the bill is expected to be signed into law by Republican Governor Patrick Morrisey. This is SRN News. Consumer confidence has plunged with fears of tariffs and layoffs. More on the story from correspondent Jennifer King reporting.
A closely watched index of U.S. consumer confidence plummeted in February, sinking from 105.3 to 98.3. That's according to Tuesday's report from the Conference Board, a business research group. Wall Street markets tumbled on the news, which was well below economists' projections and the biggest drop since 2021. Respondents to the board's survey are concerned about inflation and made more mentions of trade and tariffs. Short-term expectations on income, business, and jobs also fell by 9.3 points to 72.9. A reading under 80 can signal a potential recession. The board says consumers are becoming more pessimistic about future income and business conditions. Jennifer King, Washington.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.